Many thanks, Mr. President. Dear colleague Hazem, congratulations for Lebanon and your election as president of this 89th session of our working party. Wishing you all the success, knowing your professionalism. I have no doubt that you will guide us and drive us, drive our work correctly. Congratulations to Poland for the vice chair position. And thanks to our colleague Augustin from Spain for his brilliant presidency during the past session with his wise guidance during our work. Many thanks, DSG, Mr. Moreno, for your presentation and the useful information, the vision of Secretariat, management related to our member states' views and ambitions. We highly commend UNCTAD coordination between Geneva and New York. We can see a real and effective connection and the involvement of the Secretariat in deliberation and collaboration with our counterparts in New York. Palestine highly appreciates the dedication of UNCTAD divisions and programs, not only for Palestine, but the work done so far in all countries in Africa, Asia, SEADS, LDCs, LLDCs. We are benefiting from UNCTAD's expertise and technical assistance, building our trade and development national strategies to achieve the SDGs and the 2030 agenda. The ASICUDA, the DEMFAS, and all other programs delivered by the three pillars, through the three pillars of UNCTAD, are efficient and very important. The State of Palestine welcomes the main element presented by you, DSG, Mr. Moreno, vis-a-vis the overall orientation and the funding related to the implementation of UNCTAD programs and work. Indeed, conflict-affected countries is among the priorities for trade and development. And understanding the challenges of rebuilding and the reconstruction of the economic sector in my country, for example, in Palestine, after the genocidal war perpetrated by Israel for more than a year and a half, nonstop, needs a deep comprehension and detailed studies and research to allow us, the Palestinians, and our partners, mainly the donors, to find out how to reduce the pressure on our government and the international policymakers also, how to deliver this technical assistance and how to strengthen this cooperation. We need more than 20 years and billions of dollars to rebuild the Gaza Strip enclave economic sector. So we need the international community valuable support. Transparency and accountability needed to secure this financial gap, a huge financial gap. The EPPU established to help and assist our people, the Palestinian people, building our national institutions related to trade and development. We thank the UNCTAD for securing the P3 post for the EPPU and looking forward to finalize strengthening this unit by the nomination of the existing P4. We do have a P5 and P4, P5. It's already allocated to Dr. Mu'tasem, and we are waiting the official nomination of Dr. Rami Azzi on the P4 position, that it is already existed since more than 20 years. So we are waiting for this official announcement. The APPU was functioning with a very, very few human resources and financial resources, as you know. Both of them, Dr. Mu'tasem and Dr. Rami, are the only, doing the job of many normally other professional to help them or assist them to put these studies and to look after all the details vis-a-vis concerning the economic sector and the development in Palestine. All this in line with the mandate of UNCTAD. We are not looking for something outside the mandate of UNCTAD. The Bridgetown was very clear, Bridgetown Covenant, and also we are preparing to look to other details, not strengthening the unit will let decide to the management to how to reconstruct, how to put this unit correctly and to work correctly. We are preparing the UNCTAD 16 and we count on all our friends and colleagues to build this way correctly for UNCTAD 16 in Vietnam. To conclude, the State of Palestine wishes all the success to all of us here in this room and fruitful and to come with fruitful outcomes. Finally, Palestine, as usual, align itself with statement delivered by the Kingdom of Cambodia on behalf of the G77 and China. I thank you, Mr. President.